Welcome to a Steady Pour podcast,
where we review whiskey, discuss a variety of topics,
and promote Black-owned businesses.
So pull up a chair, grab a glass,
and enjoy a melanin-infused perspective with a whiskey twist.
Welcome, 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 good people. It's your boy, Roddy P.
Whoa.
We're here with Raj. We got Darius A, Andrew C, and Tone Low.
Have you been drinking?
Say what up, y'all.
I'm going to need you to bring that no, not yet. Inside
voice. We didn't get there yet.
What do you mean drink yet?
We're about to. Oh, I'm just hyped, man. We got a good episode. I was just really hyped. This looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. And So I'm a little excited to kind of jump into it. But how y'all doing?
Pretty good.
I'm good, man.
Can't complain.
Good. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
You look like good. You was a little sore after that vaccine, Tone. But, I know you look like you was hurting.
Talk about it.
You all right, bro?
You want to eat my brain?
That second shot, I heard, was kind of tough, big dog.
Come on. You know,
got the shotgun ready.
Y'all believing in that misinformation? Y'all spreading that nonsense.
I'm only kidding.
Well, it's good to link up again. We got a really fun episode today, and we're going to get into it. But first, we got our whiskey pick of the week. Tony, you're up, man. What are we sipping on?
So this week, we got Old Forester 1920 Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. And this is a Prohibition whiskey. Ooh. So what's crazy is in 1920, when Prohibition was going on, there was only 6 distilleries that were allowed to make bourbon. And this is one of those 6.
Old Forester?
Yep. It's 115 proof.
Oh, shit.
So it's got some kick to it.
It's not a stutter whiskey.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, from what I was reading, all the whiskeys at this time had to be bottled at 100 proof. And then it would mature to 115 after maturation. So they make it at 115 now to kind of simulate what it was like back then.
I wonder why they did that. You got to do 100 proof or you can't make bourbon.
Well, it's probably government regulated during Prohibition.
I get it. Wouldn't you want them regulated with less proof? I'm just thinking. I don't know.
That's your problem. You're thinking.
Wow. Like that. We start early. Okay. We going there. Okay. So let's go ahead and try this first.
Let's do it.
Before I beat you up.
Like that aroma.
You making the face?
Yeah. What face? What face are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm fine. This is fine.
I'm okay with this.
You definitely got something to do that Kentucky chew on.
Okay. Tone, start it up, man. What's the deal with this?
I like it, man. I mean, I think for the proof, I would say for 115 proof, you know, I think it has a surprisingly smooth finish. I would say the initial kick is pretty tough. You know, you're gonna make that face, but it does. Eases out of that to a really nice finish. And I mean, for, like I said, for the proof that it has, I was really shocked with that. So I enjoy it.
Cool. Cal.
It's good and very flavorful, but it gets kind of blocked by the sear, the burn that it has. And I've been surprised by some high proof bourbons where that sear kind of comes and then it goes and then all you taste is flavor. This one, it's like you taste the flavor first Mm-hmm. And then the burn comes and just kind of knocks all that.
Overwhelms it.
Yeah, it definitely overwhelms it. Like, I like the flavors that I get first, but then that sear just kind of.
What are the flavors you're getting on it?
Definitely.
Does that have like a cinnamon?
Some cinnamon, some vanilla. Like
on the smell? Yeah.
Banana?
Oh, wow.
It's a little bit.
That's what you get in banana?
Slight tinge of banana.
Interesting.
What? So go ahead, Darius. While you're on it, what you got?
I like the aroma. I like the taste. I agree with Kyle that the finish kind of ruined it for me. It tastes kind of medicinal, if that makes sense. Kind of, I didn't really enjoy that end. Felt like I was drinking medicine, kind of.
You know what's funny? During Prohibition, one of the requirements was that they used it for medicinal purposes. They said it was a medicinal. That's funny that you said that.
Wow.
I guess it makes sense then, you know, in that sense. And I would drink it if I was feeling ill. would I get it again? I'm not sure. Probably not. Probably not. Probably not, to be honest with you. It was okay for me.
Yeah, it's a nice aroma. Yeah, I mean, Calvin, you're pretty much spot on. It's a good taste. It's weird, and I know you guys can probably say I taste the sweetness, like at the tail end of the taste, there's a little bit of a sweetness that hit the back of my throat. Tasted almost like cherry, almost like it's kind of hard to describe, but something fruity. I can't really describe it. But then, like you said, that burn, it just kind of just, it collapses on that quick. Like, so you get that burst of flavor, and then that finish just closes up real quick on the finish. So, so that finish was, it was pretty rough. But it's weird. That taste is, it's there. The flavor is there. It's a couple of different flavors in there, actually. But then that finish, like you said, it just overwhelms a little bit.
Takes away.
So, yeah. What about you, Drew?
Like everyone said, the aroma is good. Love the color. It's rich. It gives you a lot to chew on. And complex. So I kind of like the experience of tasting what I'm tasting.
Yeah.
The finish is a little rough. Maybe a little bit more than a little rough, but I still like the complexity of it. I actually have in addition to what some of you guys are saying, I also taste like a biscuity like type of feel, texture, if you will. And then what else? What else do I get on this thing? I don't know. Yeah. So I'll just leave it at, you know, biscuity, rich, complex. And the finish is a bit rough. I could definitely see how Darius says the medicinal. I can also taste the cherry, that the fruity that you're talking about.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's complex. And so I'm enjoying, like, it's like, what's that flavor? What's that? Ooh, what's that? What's that? What's that? And then it kind of, you know, goes. So I enjoy that piece of it. So, yeah.
Not a starter whiskey at all.
No.
Man, I can't recall ever having a whiskey that's like complex in that it's just kind of weird to dissect. You know, it's just a lot going on, you know?
Yeah. But,
I mean, and then some of it is good, some of it's bad. It's very interesting.
I was going to say that Hill Rock, but it's not. Not really. The Hill Rock was very.
It was complex.
It was complex, but.
That was a journey.
Right. It was very, like, specific and pronounced in its profile.
It's intentional.
You would taste one thing. And then you would taste something else, and then you would taste something else. With this, you taste a lot of overlaying
things all at once.
Yes. That's a good way of putting it.
Okay. Point. I like that.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is Old Forester 1920. Tone, thanks for the pick.
Sir.
Not bad at all. And okay, we got a doozy for you. We got a doozy. I don't know why our producer does this. You know what I'm saying? Because our producer, it's like he's setting us up to fail a little bit, you know? And I love my producer. We got the best producer in the business. Don't make no mistake about that. But today, we're talking about innocent entanglements.
There's no such thing as innocent entanglement.
No such thing.
Well, we're not talking like the Jada Pinkett version.
Well, that's an entanglement.
It could lead to an entanglement.
We want to talk about besties, BFFs, best friends forever. Can you have a best friend that's of the same sex of your significant other?
Ooh.
See, I'm married, folks. Okay, I might have said that before. I may not have. And I don't know how that's going to roll with me having a female best friend. But we're going to unpack it together, I promise you. And I'd like to talk to Drew on this first. We're gonna
really?
Get you.
You gonna start with me?
My producer, you set this up. We're gonna start with you, baby. So the question is, can you be best friends with someone the same sex as your significant other? And I want to know why or why not.
So I would have said, yeah, you can, but that was before I got married. And when I got married, that didn't turn out to be the case. That was a false. And I definitely did. I used past tense. I had a best friend that was, female, it was a woman. We called it, she was my sister. I was her brother, she was sister. And we met before I met my wife. It wasn't a problem, not really much of a problem. There probably is some moments, but there wasn't much of a problem when we were dating. But when we got married, it was like hard stop cut. And, I saw it was a problem for her. So, she's my wife. So that's it. Mm-hmm. Just like that.
Right.
Haven't spoken to her in like, almost 5 years now.
Wow.
Hey.
Yeah. And, like I said,
cold turkey.
Yeah. It was honestly an easy decision, but it still was like, damn. Like,
right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just lost one.
You called it your sister, right?
I did. Yeah. Yeah.
So I get it.
I also believe that when we do what connects, whatever reunion, it'll be as if we never stopped. I'm positive that would be the case.
Okay.
Whenever that was to happen. But,
So you didn't lose out on much.
That means she respects your marriage. That's what I feel.
Or your decision.
Well, yeah. I mean, because if you can connect with them after cutting them off and they don't have any ill will towards you, I think they understand that your wife may not have been particularly understanding of it. Like, you're a woman, I'm a woman, I can't get down with that. Like, it's okay, I get it. But you're still my brother, so I get it. You know, when I see you, it's like nothing ever happened. We're still cool. Okay. We're still family, because I don't have those feelings towards you where it's like I've seen you as a partner. It was just, you were my brother.
So that's actually what I wanted to kind of just poke at real quick, and I'm going to be gentle. I just want to know, was there ever a time where there was like some feelings between you and Sefren prior to your marriage at all? I know you said she's your sister, but still a man and a woman, right?
Right. But I could see how, like, you're friends first, right? You're friends with your spouse, you're friends with, right? So we definitely did have a friendship. So I could see how that could eventually somehow lead to, but it never did in the time that, we were brother and sister.
So how does brother and sister lead to incest?
What? Shut up.
Wait, what?
Wow.
Oh,
shut up. This,
yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Where are you going,
Ryan? But you're saying eventually you could see how it could have led to something a little bit more romantic or a little bit more...
Right. So, right. So it's sort of like with, you know, your friends. So you're comfortable. Your guard is down, essentially.
Yeah.
So by cutting it off, it was a guardrail for my marriage. It's making sure that, you know, my wife feels comfortable about it. And I'm comfortable because she's comfortable. Because, you know, when she's not comfortable, you're not comfortable.
Oh, heck no.
So, you know, it's about the marriage. So,
yeah.
It was a guardrail, and it was a respect to my wife. And you know, that's kind of where I left it.
Nice. Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Let's get someone that's not married. Eeny, meeny. You know, I'm going to pick you, Cal. Come on. Don't even. You know, I'm picking you, Cal. Cal, I want to know. Cal speaks. It's you're at bat, man. Can you be best friends with someone the same sex as your significant other? Why or why not?
Well, I have no choice but to say, yes, you can.
You have no choice? You always got a choice.
Not really. My best friend is female. How can I make a different choice and my best friend be someone of the opposite?
Well, we're not your best friends?
No. No, you're not.
He's speaking on a particular best friend.
He's in an even smaller circle.
Well, okay, so let's unpack it a little bit. So Drew was able to do it with his best friend once he got married. Do you think, because significant other can also be dating, right? So if you were to get married, do you think that you'd be able to still be best? Not friends, best friends, BFFs.
Yes.
And if your significant other had a problem,
then
with that,
there is not very high likelihood that we would have been married.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, like, look, my best friend has been my best friend for way before I met whoever it is that I'm marrying.
Right.
And they will be my best friend after it. If it after we are married or after that relationship ends.
Understood. Now, best friends. So theoretically, your wife is also your best friend, right?
Why? Why does your wife
you want to marry someone that's not your best friend?
No, they can be a good friend, but they don't necessarily have to be your best friend.
Wait, what?
My man. My man. My man.
Let us speak.
I'm not sure you would marry someone that you wouldn't say is your best friend.
No. What do you define as
first
best
of all,
friend?
Right? Like some people say best friends and they can have multiple best friends. And if that's the case, then yes. Yes, my wife or my spouse will be my best friend. Sure.
Right.
But if you only have one best friend, then sorry, they're not going to be my best friend. In my opinion, they don't have to be.
Okay. Now, you know, obviously, sometimes all things aren't equal. Would you say that you could put levels? Right. Obviously, your wife would get more attention, I'm assuming.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she would be best friend. Would she be hierarchy best friend number one? And then best friend number two.
Here's the thing.
You do have to prioritize your wife.
My wife would be number one priority. Does not necessarily mean she's my best friend. That doesn't necessarily mean that. That means she is my number one. My wife is my wife. That's got nothing to do with necessarily friendship. That's my wife.
Really?
That is,
how do you that is, she become your
no,
wife?
No, no, no. That is my wife. That is a level all into its own.
I like that. Okay. I like that a lot.
That is my wife. So, yes, there is a level that, yes, she will take.
So, in other words, she's the big joker.
Over. If that's how you want to say it,
joker.
If that's how you want to say it, sure. She is my wife.
Oh, I'm crying.
You save her for last when you need that book.
She will take precedence overall. But before she is made my wife, she will be made known that my best friend is female, and if you have a problem with that, then the likelihood of you becoming my wife
dramatically
lessens. No, that's not
true. That's not true.
That's not true at all.
That's not true at all.
That's not true.
I've had relationships, and I've had the same female.
Okay. All right, so let's get to Darius. Go ahead. Go, why you say it's not true at all?
Well, I say it's a yes and no answer because I've been on both sides of the spectrum. I have a best friend that's a female, and I call her my sister. And I dated someone that just couldn't fathom that. Like, how can you be friends with a woman and not be attracted to her sexually at all? Like, I don't get it. And to me, it was like, well, I just don't look at her like that. I look at her like a dude. That's my brother. That's my sister. Don't think about it. And I've dated somebody that understood it. He asked one question. Oh, your best friend's a girl? Like, yeah. You ever had feelings for her? Nah, we're just cool. That's my sister. We talk about everything. We go out. We'll get a drink. We'll go to the movies. Like, she's like, all right, cool. And that was it. So I think a lot of it depends on who you're either dating or married to. That plays a huge role into whether you can have a best friend as a female, because it really, if they're not cool with it, it's going to show. And then you're going to have to make some hard decisions where, is this really where I want to be? Can I make this work? Or do I have to cut off this woman who's been my sister my entire life to make this? So that's why I say for me is yes and no.
I find this so interesting, you know, because both you guys aren't married, right?
No, not married.
And when you find someone that you love, I think your perspective will change.
That's why I think it's really important to have those conversations early, like from the jump. Because it's not a surprise at the end. If I talk about this right now, you know, before I fall in love with you.
You can talk to the cows come home, but when things hit the fan and you're in love.
Listen, hold on. I'm going to speak to it because you're right. Because the woman could say they're okay with it. And then you move forward and then you fall in love. And then when you get married, to Drew's point, when he got married, it changed everything. And then what do you do now? And then I'll probably be faced with a dilemma. Mm-hmm. Where now it's like either a divorce or I gotta cut this friend off.
Let's cut the bullshit. All right, hold on a second. Wait, we talking levels and this and that. No, you have your best friend that is female on a boat that can't swim, and your wife is on a boat that can't swim.
Hold on, hear me out though. Do we have kids?
I'm ready.
Wait, what'd you say?
Do we have kids?
Oh no. How does that differ?
Oh, it differs. You know what, if we don't have kids, it's a real hard thought process.
That is,
if we got kids, right,
let's simplify it. Gun to your head.
How does it simplify it?
Because
you ain't got time to think.
No, but hold on.
To your point, you said that your wife is at this particular level compared to your best friend. So are you now saying that level doesn't matter?
Or it doesn't match?
I'm not trying to say your
mom. What I'm saying is it's hard to blanket shit. It is very case by case. And the case that you gave me was...
Yes, the case.
Two boats, and they are off to sail, and one of them can't swim. I can only save one. Yes. If we ain't got kids, it's a much harder decision. If we got kids, it's an easier decision. I gotta save the child. I gotta save my child's mother.
So if you don't have
kids, we don't have kids, it's a harder decision. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. I'm asking you to choose.
But it's a hard.
I'm asking you to choose.
We're asking you to choose.
I didn't say it was easy.
I need an answer. Calvin,
what we didn't say it was gonna be easy.
I don't know. Right now, it's hard. It's hard for me to put myself in that scenario. Because one thing I actually have. I have that best friend. You know what I mean? I know what that feels like. I know what that brings to my life. I don't have that wife. You know what I mean?
So but your best friend is also married. She got hers.
It's easy for me to be like, oh, yeah, I could theoretically just say the wife because she's my wife. So obviously but the reality is I don't know that unless I'm in that scenario.
All right, we'll table that. Tone, what about you, man? Can you be best friend? You're married to my sister. Don't you forget. I'm just kidding. We want honesty, man. You know, I'm just busting chops. Can you be best friends with someone the same sex as your significant other? Why or why not? And you can unpack it. You can choose significant other to be someone you're dating or someone you're married to. So go ahead.
Can you? Yes. I think the likelihood of that with most married couples, you know, it's just going to, you know, I could see that creating tension on one side or the other. And at some point down the line, I think that's going to be a bridge that you have to cross and decide, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if it's someone that you're married to and you're, you know, you're saying I'm with you, you know, till the end, no matter what. You're probably going to have to be, you know, be forced to make that decision and, you know, and that's not going to be something that's stabilizing.
That's tough. That's tough.
But I think there are couples, you know, that may, if it's someone you've known forever, you know, and your partner trusts you and trusts that, you know, hey, this is my best friend, you know, you're my spouse, you're my partner, but this is my best friend and it's someone I have to have in my life. You know, I can see a scenario where your spouse trusts you on that until they have reason not to.
It's also on the woman as well, because they have to be honest with themselves from the jump. Can they accept that?
You're asking that to be impossible because they don't love you from the jump. Once you fall in love, it's a whole different dynamic.
I guess that's true.
They don't love you from the jump. So they're going to say, yes, I can handle that. But they don't know.
I have a question, though. I have a question. Could this also
happen? They need to be honest about it, and they won't be.
They can try
and be honest at the moment, but then things change.
When it changes, they're not necessarily honest about it.
That's also true.
All right.
I just had one question. I mean, I think that, you know, we're talking about the opposite sex and everything like that, but who's to say that, you know, your wife who has a female friend, something couldn't happen with a relationship there with a close friend. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just saying there's
levels to it.
There's levels, lots, you know.
I don't know.
I don't think it's black and white.
So as far as it being black and white, no, the answer is no. Period. Okay. And I'm going to explain.
Speak your beef.
Look, people come into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime, okay? I have best friends that, you know, were my best friends in high school. They're not my best friends anymore. I have best friends now. They're still my best friend, but our relationship dynamics have changed, right? My wife takes priority, period. If you can't accept that, then you can't get married. You're not ready. I mean, that's just the whole dynamics of marriage. Facts. That's the institution of marriage is based on that. Period. Yeah. So then call it what it is. You're going to be dating indefinitely, but don't call it marriage and don't get married because you're going to put yourself in a really tough position. If you can't make that decision, I think it's unfair to, you know, to just, you know, go ahead and say, well, we should still get married anyway.
I don't think you can generalize all relationships like that, though. You don't know, you know, the history of the friendship. If it's someone that maybe your spouse knows and are comfortable with and they don't have reason Yeah, I'm just saying.
A reason, a season, or a lifetime. That's the only purposes for people in your lives. They're either there for a reason, a short term point of encouragement, a coworker for a little while, just a season, or a lifetime, which is a marriage, right? Soulmate, right? And you know, I think you can. I don't think you can put that title as best friend, because best is the top of the top of the top, sir, with honors. You know, that whole Men in Black. That's best. That's the best of the best of the best, sir. Like, that's it. Like, that's the toppity toppity top. So when you fall in love and you decide that you want to marry this person, you have now elevated to the best of the best of the best. Once you make that conscious decision that you want to marry this person, they have now become, instead of an equal, they become elevated to that best of the best of the best. Okay. Now you can still have best friends, but they definitely got to fall in line.
So what?
You can't have equals.
But you're saying they can't be female. Well, I don't understand.
We all agreed to that the wife is the upper echelon.
What if they were like, oh, I'm good with it. Oh, I'm good with it. Until you got married, you know, all of a sudden they weren't good with it anymore.
I would feel like I was lied to.
That's what I'm saying. 100%. You got to be honest.
If that's the case, then there's more to discuss.
What is she not good with? Is she not good with the texting every day, the calls every day, or is she not good with the friendship at all? Because that's two different things. Well,
you got to have a conversation about that.
Huh?
That's a case by case then.
Yeah. She has to be honest.
I mean, I think, man, you still got the dynamics of a man and a woman, right? And subconsciously, because this person of the opposite sex is your best friend, you subconsciously are going to judge your significant other short failings to your best friend, because your best friend is now held in this light as a significant other. I mean, as a person of the opposite sex, and now your significant other, every short failings that shortcomings that they have, you are going to subconsciously now look and say, man, she don't do that. Why can't I talk to her like my best friend?
Nah.
You see what I'm saying? You're setting yourself up for failure. You say that you wouldn't, but I'm telling you, when things hit the fan and you get in a bad argument, who you run into? Who you run into? If you get into a really bad argument and you storm out the house,
but
who
you run into?
Who you calling? Who you texting first?
Hold on. If she's just a friend, it's no different than being running to a male friend.
You say he's just a friend, it's different. We're talking about man and woman. Which I gotta get my Kevin Samuels on. This man and woman. All right. This is the household dynamics. This is innate. This is how we were built. Man and woman.
Not necessarily.
We're not okay.
Yes. Say something silly like that.
I said okay.
Like sex ain't a spectrum.
I just feel like, you know, I think you're putting your significant other in a really precarious position to say that, oh, it's me. Or me and my best friend, or nothing. Like, who? I mean, that's
that to them. But they're also putting you in a very precarious.
They do that to themselves.
If they're not being honest about their feelings about your opposite sex, best friend.
Women want to be the number one. They can't be competition. Women are not into competition. Men are. Women are not into competition.
Bullshit.
They are into competition. You have to understand the women dynamic. They're not into competition. Yeah. They're
first
not trying
of all,
to understand.
I don't think anybody in here really understands the women dynamic.
Good point.
Foreign to all of us.
Good point. Very good point.
I think you're putting them in a really precarious position, because women want,
but they would have
you
been
to accept
there,
them for who they are, and they want to say
from jump, right?
I understand.
But then
understand.
Why not be honest about it and let's work through it?
Yes.
Well, listen, but sometimes it doesn't present itself in that way, because the circumstances have changed. It's not the same when you get married. It's not the same.
Facts.
And so when you do get married, you have to leave room to discover things you didn't know existed and work through it. Like, that's like, I mean, you obviously try to do that beforehand. You know, you go through counseling and so forth. But there's going to be some situations and things that come up that's like, well, we didn't, wait, this wasn't a discussion. We didn't
Absolutely.
And you have to leave room for, oh, I thought you were cool with it, but now you're not. So, you know.
That's tough.
I deal with that all the time, bro.
It is.
That's life.
For me, it was tough, but the stress that it could have brought onto the marriage and onto her and then onto the marriage, like, I was like, nah, like that. It made the decision almost easy. And, you know, it sucked for the other person, but like, it sucked for me too. It sucked for me in that sense too, but it was protecting our marriage, which I definitely put in the forefront.
I agree to that statement where if you were already married, it's unfortunate that it wasn't discussed prior, but if you already married, you already declared your love for this woman, she loves you, and now it's becoming a problem. As a man, you got to deal with it. And if I made those vows, I accepted you in my life, you accepted me, and now you're having a problem with it, I have to address it.
Right.
And unfortunately for me, I don't know about Cal, for me personally, it probably would end kind of how Andrew ended, where it's like, it sucks. That's my sister. But obviously I married you for a reason. You didn't talk about it prior, which I don't appreciate it, and I probably would address that. Like, I wish you would have said this. Like, we could have talked about this earlier.
You know, it was funny. You know, just real quick. I have a question, right?
Go ahead.
Let's say your best friend is a guy. Do you still feel that same way?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
If the best friend is a guy, do you still feel that same way?
Is that conflicted? If my best friend is a guy,
if your BFF is a guy, okay, and you do everything together, I'm talking, you do everything, Texas.
Yeah.
All right.
Would you still feel conflicted if she felt like
you were paying more attention to your BFF than your own wife?
Yeah.
Your significant other.
Yeah. Yeah. It would feel the same way. Yeah. I would feel the same way. Like, why is this an issue now? This wasn't the first time you must have felt that. That's bullshit.
This is not new. Like, I didn't develop this best friend.
I didn't just change
after the marriage.
It'd be different if I all of a sudden changed how my behavior was with this BFF. But if shit hasn't changed, there is some level of you got what you paid for, bro. Like, you knew what I was.
It's about honesty. It's an issue. Get the fuck out of here.
Like, nah.
So here's something that I have a problem in general when people talk about marriage and thinking about marriage material. It's sort of like people have gotten very individualistic, very individualistic. And I understand where it came from, like self-care and all that other stuff, which is great. But understand that you guys created an organism, like another person that is marriage. When you get married, right? And that is what you're protecting. It's sort of like, just because it, you know, it bothers you or the individual, something else. It's like a third person. It's like the marriage togetherness. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, and people forget about that. People are like, oh, it affects me and you have a problem with this. I was doing this before. Mm-hmm. The problem is you. No, y'all are together at this point. Man, you know what I mean?
Facts.
Y'all are together.
He's so preaching right now,
it's not
folks.
Like two individuals. And I feel a lot of people feel like, oh, you know, it affects me and you got to, you know, I got like, no, like under, like, I get it. Yes, we are individuals. Mm-hmm. But understand that you also have something together that you're protecting, that you're creating, that you're growing, right? And people sometimes lose sight of that, you know? And then there's another point you were making about, I guess we haven't gotten to that question, but like under what conditions that you can have one.
Let's move forward.
but that was literally the experience of it was okay when we were dating, but not okay when we were married, literally was my experience. Mm-hmm. And there was no like grand announcement of, when we get married, it's going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm. It's the human element.
And I tried to create like conditions of when it would be okay. And it still wasn't. It still was a problem for her. It was still an issue.
That's leads to my point.
And I'm like, well, look, I can't tiptoe around this. Like, I'm not going to tiptoe around this and try to create, like, I'm just going to cut it off. Like, it's not going to be an issue. Don't worry about it. Like, and I'll give you an example. She was upset or concerned about the fact that she came over when she wasn't there. She probably didn't think that was a problem, but when it did happen, it was like, that didn't sit right.
Bothered her.
And so she was like, well, you know, have her come through when I'm there then. And then
it's so, like, keep an eye on her.
Sort of like
keep a good eye on you.
It was weird, and it was like, you know, it wasn't like it was planned. It was sort of like I was in the area type situation, right? And then it almost happened again, and I was like, I texted her, I'm like, all right, about to come through, is that cool? Like, and she's like, I'm not. I'm like, yeah, this is, you know, I thought like, all right, maybe we just sit outside on the porch on the stoop. It might be okay. You know what I mean? Like, I felt silly. It felt very silly. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, nah, this is, I can't. This is, nah, I'm not doing
this. Yeah, I think dynamics with marriage change. And I think it's hard to see that if you haven't been married. But, like, when you get married, it's like, there's so much more importance on, like you said, on the marriage itself and keeping peace that, you know, you're willing to make sacrifices. And listen, I mean, how silly would it be, right? How silly would it be if, you know, you had a best friend, you get married, and then, you know, you get a divorce with your wife because she can't accept your best friend. But then your best friend get married and your relationship isn't the same because their dynamic in their relationship has elevated and in their marriage, and your relationship isn't the same with this person anymore. Because that's what marriage does. It's not that you cast out the people that you were friends with, but it's just that you can't be as close doing the same things that you was doing every single day with that person, because now that person that you married is you know, takes precedence.
Right.
It's not going to work.
And I get that. And I have respect for that. Because my best friend is married. I totally understand that. And nobody's trying to disrespect their marriage. But there is a big difference between you saying, well, you know, things kind of have to change, and
you can't talk,
they can't be in your life.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There is the difference.
And that's all I'm saying. Like, if it's all of a sudden a problem that they're in your life, why wasn't this a problem before? That in itself is an issue. That means you were lying to me. That means you were not being honest with yourself.
They were also lying to themselves. They could have been lying to themselves, though.
Either way, it's a problem.
Or they could have tried. They could have legitimately tried, and then as the relationship progressed, and you two have connected on a deeper level, and are getting to that point where you say, listen, I got to spend the rest of my life with this person. And now,
then why did that feelings come up about before the situation? We got married.
You're not listening. I just told you, because as the relationship, the dynamics have changed and you fall deeper in love with this person, their opinion or their feelings towards that best friend relationship can change. They could be okay with it. They could legitimately be okay
with it. Why aren't you communicating those changes?
Huh?
So why aren't you communicating those changes?
It's the human.
You ain't about to tell me that you just had those changes once we actually got married.
I agree. There's got to be communication throughout. I agree with that.
I think there's a human element. They don't want to talk about it
because they know they might lose that battle.
It's going to cause a division.
So exactly.
Until
so now, once I got
the ring is involved.
I got you.
You think women are that devious?
Hell yeah! Are you kidding me?
You think it's a trap?
That sounds like.
Are you kidding me? Do I think women are that devious?
That's like some scandal stuff.
That's
like
a negative way to look at it. I'm not saying
some
it's devious.
Scandal stuff.
That's real.
The human element.
So you telling me? So let me ask you a question. You telling me you can't date a woman, okay? And then she's okay with it. Because y'all just dating, and then now she getting to know you, and she falling in love with you. You falling in love with her, y'all connecting on a deeper level. And now she's not okay with it, but you're saying that she schemed this?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying
Darius.
No, I don't think that's Darius saying. I think he is saying that if it has made it all the way to marriage,
then you trust me.
If it has made it all the way to marriage, that means at some point you was lying to either me or you or both of us.
That's exactly 100%
fact. And that in itself is a problem.
Facts.
Yes. Honest. And for who?
Both of us.
Who's it a problem for? Exactly. So how you gonna fix it?
When it comes to case by case, I already spoke to it. I don't know how Kyle would fix it, but I spoke to it.
So let me ask you this, because this is getting pretty spicy. All right, so Darius, Kyle, you dating this girl. All right, you feeling her, y'all fall in love, okay, but she got a best friend that's a dude,
okay, and she had a best friend that was a dude before we got married, before we got together,
before y'all got together. There's a best friend now, dude got a six pack, look like Zach Taylor, look like the finest guys out there, like, you know, just ripped. He's an athlete, played for the Bengals. Like, he got it all going on. You think us men are secure? You think us men are insecure? Insecure? Well, we get insecure too. Absolutely. So I'm asking you. So if she had this best friend, okay, and now y'all elevated to this point of marriage, you telling me you're going to be okay still?
Hold on. You're telling me she has already had this best friend?
Yeah. She talk on a regular every day.
Since we
texted, she laughing at a text. She's like, "Who are you talking to?"
Yes, I get it. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just setting the scenario for the audience, not just you.
I get it. I understand what a best friend is.
That's how the Jada Pinkett entanglements happen.
It depends.
No,
it really depends.
She had this best friend, right? We already knew this going into the game. Now we have grown in our relationship. By the time we get to marriage, I have already accepted that shit.
Facts.
It's over. This chick to marry me is because I trust her enough that shit's
and
not
you
even
know,
in.
And you know going in, you know the deal going
right.
in.
Right. I know right, so that listen. Deal going
in. Facts. So you good with them taking a vacation, just the two of them together?
Have they done it before?
As friends, yeah, sure. But now you're married, and she wants to
have
go on
they
a
done it
she
before?
Go, she wants to go on, have they, wants to go on
that's
a weekend
a great
cruise.
Question.
She
have wants to they go on done a, it before?
Yes.
Have
yes.
they done
and
it before?
Do it again. Yes. Yes, and they want to do it again while you're married on a weekend cruise.
Why is it different? Why is it different? Why is it different?
Because it's still a man and a woman, okay? And whether you want to acknowledge it or not, there is a connection on a deep level. Maybe not as deep as yours.
I was okay.
A deep connection there.
You're asking me the question.
Correct.
So if I was okay with them taking that vacation before, I'm okay with them taking it after.
You crazy. You crazy. You going into?
Hold on, to his point, have they taken a vacation before? Solo, I wouldn't be okay with that. So
Before
we got married.
Before you even came into the picture, they took vacation together.
If we're dating and they're telling me they're going on a vacation solo, I'm probably going to distance myself from it. Like, all right, cool. Like, that seems kind of weird. I'm not going to get to marriage. I'm going to stop that from the jump.
But
me,
personally.
No, but that wasn't the scenario. The scenario was that they did it before you. Before you even entered the picture as friends, they went on a vacation together.
That's the same
scenario. Now you're married. And she wants...
We're not talking about that before I get married.
Yeah, so I'm finding out from the jump. Are you taking vacations with this dude? Yes or no?
If it's yes,
I'm done. I'm not going to deal with that. I can't. Yeah. Okay. If no, then I accept that 100%.
Right. And that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
No, I'm loud.
right.
Wait, that's so, Cal, you would cut it off while you were dating?
It's case by case.
I don't know if Cal would do it, but me personally, I would.
I wouldn't get
marriage and change my perspective then.
Okay.
Right. There's a possibility, because if I get that sense of this is a little funky, we not getting the marriage. Like, that's not even a choice. Like, that's not even a possibility. But if I have already accepted it before I have chosen to marry this person, then after we get married, it's not going to change.
You can't say that. You think it's not going to change.
You're asking me my opinion. How can I not say that?
Personally,
because you're not married. The dynamics are different. It is different. And it's hard to fathom unless you have. I'm telling you. Drew, back me up on this, bro.
Then if that's the case, then I can't answer the question.
Let me ask you this.
Because I'm not married,
if you will. So they did it before you guys got together and was boyfriend and girlfriend, right? They did it together before you guys.
Wait, you said they were boyfriend and girlfriend?
No. Okay, let me clarify. Sorry.
Yeah. My bad. Because that's different.
They went on vacations before you were dating.
Okay.
They didn't do it while you were dating.
Okay.
You get married, and she's like, well, wait, we were doing this before we were dating. And you have a problem with it now?
Hold on.
Why
didn't you do it while we were dating?
Yeah.
Okay, so you would ask that question.
Yeah.
Let's say you dated for a year and you decided you wanted to marry her.
Right.
And they didn't have expenses. And they couldn't go on vacation.
That's never gonna happen. I'm not dating somebody for a year, and then I just decide to marry him. That's not me.
When you get up there in age, your tolerance level, your length,
maybe
diminishes.
That doesn't make it right, though.
Hold on. But if that's the case, then I am more likely to be accepting of that scenario, right? Because realistically, I'm not marrying somebody after a fucking year. I don't know you. Like, this, we only been together for a year. That ain't shit. Big picture.
If I was just putting it in big picture, Calvin, you know, and it's probably just for me, but I would speak that in general as well, is that whole, when you get married, that whole case-by-case basis kind of goes out the window. Like, that's gone. Like, there's no, like, case-by-case. Nah, the case is you're married, and you need to figure that shit out.
What does it change? Like, we were dating, and you were cool. Come on.
Listen, this is what you got to understand. This is what you got to understand. When you get married, the dynamics of your best friend and you is going to change anyway. So why would you put this person so far up when the dynamics are going to change anyway? It's going to happen. It's going to change anyway.
What you're talking about has nothing to do with your best friend being of opposite sex then.
Right.
You're talking about because your best friend compared to your marriage, period. And if that's the case, then sure, I'll agree with you.
Yeah, and marriage. And marriage, the dynamics are going to change anyway.
Absolutely. But then that gets away from the perspective of your best other friend sex being of the opposite sex. That has everything to do with your best friends and your friendships changing in general compared to your marriage.
No, my and thing that's is, why, one would you, thing. Why would you want to hold on? You're married, okay? Mm-hmm. Why would you want to hold on so tightly to this friendship, which the dynamics are more than likely going to change anyway? I'm not saying don't be friends with the person, but if your wife feels uncomfortable with the dynamics of a relationship where you guys are hanging out every weekend, talking every day, you're texting, you're laughing at her text.
She should have spoke up about that before we got married.
My issue, my point is, Are you talking about the dynamics of your outside friendships as opposed to your marriage? Or are you talking about the fact that she is a female? Because those are two different conversations. If you're talking about the fact that me, I'm not mature enough, so I'm not taking the marriage to take precedence over my other friendships, that's one conversation. But if the only difference is the fact that she is a female, as opposed to if she was a male, and ain't got no problem, she shouldn't have no problem as
female. No.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
And I get the fact that shit change. When you get married, shit is going to change. And there is a certain level of like, that's your everything. I get that. But if that's the case, then that's across the board. It shouldn't matter if that is a female or a male best friend. But why?
Because a female and a male is a different dynamic than just a male and a male. Clearly, you see that. The dynamic is different. Clearly, you see that.
You're all equal.
So, all right. Let me.
You want your spouse going to a nude beach with her female best friend or her male best friend? Which would you have to pick? If you had to pick, what would you pick?
I wouldn't want her going to a nude beach at all. Dang. That has nothing to do with who she's going with.
Her going to a spa with her female best friend or her male best friend?
I don't care.
Which one?
I don't care. I don't care. It's the element that you're changing with. It has nothing to do with the friendships. You're adding.
No, I'm trying to get you to understand the dynamics of the difference between a male best friend and a female best friend. It's clearly different.
I think he gets it.
So clearly, I guess me and Rod are on the same side and the hard body on the marriage side. I guess I just want to just step into your zone a little bit and the case by case basis.
It is a case by case.
Okay. Do you think it matters if your best friend that is of opposite sex is also friends with your wife?
Mm.
Do you think that helps?
Wait. If they were friends,
it could help.
If they became friends, they weren't friends before, but because this person's your friend,
they were doing things together as a group, right. Kind of thing.
True.
They're just friends.
I would think that would help.
It would.
I don't see how that could be a negative result if we're all doing things together.
But I'll tell you this:
doesn't have to happen.
I have made the mistake of trying to like
incorporate
make that happen. And it doesn't necessarily happen.
They compare themselves to your friend.
What type of friend are you talking about, Cal?
Like,
I'm trying to make sure.
A girlfriend and my best female friend and me wanting them to be friends.
Okay. How friendly are we talking about?
Talking about threesomes?
Wait. First of all, I wasn't talking about threesomes. That's on a whole nother level of conversation. I was just talking about being friends. So that way we were all comfortable with the dynamics of the relationship.
I like that.
Well, we have unpacked a lot and we are going to move to our 60-second question. But I think we can all agree, no, you shouldn't. But anyway. Well, we have a 60-second question to get to, and we would like to know, what advice would you give someone that has a best friend of the same sex as their significant other? What advice would you give someone that has a best friend of the same sex as their significant other? We got 60 seconds on the clock. Tone, you're up.
Go for it.
I would say to just realize that, you know, being dating someone and then if you're deciding that you want to spend your life with someone, you have to realize that that's going to have to take a priority in your life. So, you know, I think it's okay to have a friend that's the same sex as the person you're prospectively going to marry. But I think if it's something that your significant other has an issue with and you have to make a decision, it's going to have to be the person that you're going to want to marry and spend the rest of your life with. So I think that, you know, it can work out to where you're, like I said, your significant other is okay and trusts you. And, you know, that like you guys are saying, that dynamic is going to change a little bit, but I think it more likely will come to you having to decide.
All right, Darius.
For me personally, I would say for that individual to be honest with themselves about the relationship, because I have been on both sides where I've had a friend that I had feelings for, but I was kind of pushing them to the side, where I told my lady that I was dating, like, yeah, we're just friends. Like, it's nothing serious. Mm. But deep down inside, I kind of felt something for them, and it ended up in a bad light. But I've been on the opposite end as well, where I've had some friends where I had no kind of feelings for, where it was just strictly, that's my sister. So I would say, be honest with yourself. Do you have feelings for this person? If it's yes, then you got to rethink the relationship you have with this woman, where maybe you want to revisit this friendship and see where it can go before you start with somebody else. If you don't, then, you know, I think you're in the clear. Talk to your wife or your girlfriend and see how she feels and go from there. But be honest with yourself first and foremost, 100% about that friendship before you go any further. That's what I would say.
Yeah, I was pretty much going to say the same thing. Like, you got to be honest with yourself, with your spouse, and then, like, address it early.
Yeah.
Because if not, you're never going to allow the room for people to kind of gather an understanding for it, or it be able to formulate their own opinion of it. And they need to know what is particularly of importance to you, especially if it's somebody that you look to potentially get married to. If they don't know that, then how are they going to make the decision for themselves? But yeah, at the end of the day, it's just being honest.
Drew?
So I think if you're dating and you definitely should communicate with your significant other on situations like this. But I think to figure out where our head's at and what things you have to work through, as much as possible, have those conversations. Because when you get married, you know, you think you plan for certain things, but life has a way of coming up with scenarios and situations that you haven't prepared for. And you're going to need a guiding star or a guiding principle. And that is your marriage, or I'm choosing my wife, right? And so when that comes, that situation comes about, like, plane's going down, you got one parachute. I'm looking at my best friend while I'm giving my wife the parachute and saying, like, she's getting it. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's cut and dry. You're going to have that, because you can't have that case by case stuff. Like, it sort of has to kind of be simple. You have to have a guiding principle. So that's what I would say. Have those conversations and understand where your head's at when you go into it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, just piggybacking off what you said, you got to tread lightly. You got to communicate. You got to take into account the other person's feelings, right? It's not always about us. We have to, you know,
is this your 60 seconds? About,
it is my 60 seconds. Golly, everybody got 60 seconds. Is this your 60 seconds?
I'm just making sure. Crazy. You know what I mean? Everybody else had a lead in. And then you were just like, oh, well, you know, just piggyback off of
reclaiming my time.
That's like 2 seconds right there. You
gotta hold on. Let me reset.
You don't get a whole 60 seconds left.
All right. So, I mean, again, people are in your life for a reason, a season, or your lifetime. Those are the only three reasons why someone is can be in your life. And, you know, you have to make that decision whether you will miss out on your potential soulmate for, you know, someone who, you know, you're eventually down the line, the dynamics of your is going to change. You know, this, you know, you don't want to be the person to say, oh, this is the one that got away, or what could have been, because you weren't willing to sacrifice certain dynamics of our relationship. That's going to change. Relationships change all the time. And even best friends, you know, they the relationships are going to change. And, you know, I think that, you know, once you're married, you really have to take into high esteem what your spouse, how your spouse feels about all your relationships, whether it's your mother, if you're too close to your mother, if you're, it's your brother, you're too close to your brother. You got to take into account all those relationships, and there has to be some sort of balance and communication. That's my time.
I would just replace soulmate with life partner, because I think soulmates is misconstrued for life partner. Soulmate is somebody that's meant to be in your life for a particular time, and that's it. Once that time is done, it's over.
But so is a spouse.
That's a life partner,
that, not a soulmate. Which is a certain particular time.
Well, if you're well, like your life, it's the end of your life.
That's your life. Time is your life.
But your soulmate's got a lifespan too.
They do. And then when it's over. And it's
same
not,
thing for
it's
spouse.
So your spouse, your lifespan is death. That is not a lifespan.
Hey, same thing for soulmate. Yeah. Hold on. Same thing for soulmate. The lifespan is death.
No, that's not what he's saying. Life what he's saying is that the soulmate could be a 10, 20 year, not necessarily life.
Exactly. A soulmate is for a particular time. Once that time is done, it's over, I think.
So why can't your wife be a soulmate for the particular time of marriage?
Oh, my God.
That's biblical, because biblically, you're supposed to marry once and that's it. So that's not a soulmate. That's a life partner. You made a mistake.
But why can't she be your soulmate?
You shouldn't.
Why can't you marry your soulmate? You can't marry your soulmate?
No, you cannot. You can't.
Why can't you marry your soulmate?
Because they're not your life partner. They're your soulmate. Ooh. They meant to teach you a lesson from that particular time.
Oh, no, we got different definitions of soulmate. That's what it is. We got different definitions of soulmate.
We do. I made that mistake. Life partner and soulmate are two separate things.
Okay.
Much love to you.
Of course, always. Well, we told y'all this was going to be a fun episode.
Spicy.
Hey, we should have led with that, because I got questions with that one, Darius.
Well, yeah, we do. We got
questions about that. What? Wait, what?
About the soulmate? Yeah. I should have led with that. What?
I should have, right? That's the end of it, that.
Oh, we thank you once again for joining us here on A Steady Pour. We had to pick our Black-owned business. And our pick today is Darius.
That's your boy.
What you got, man?
We got a all-natural blanket, pancakes, and syrup. Introduced to me by my lady. It's an all-Black business that specializes in pancakes and syrup. They started in 2012. It's all natural. It's a family recipe. They have no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no sodium. Always all natural.
Where we find this at?
Clean and it's called Blanket all natural? Pancakes and Syrup. You can find them blanketps.com.
Blanketps.com.
Blanket pancakes and syrup.
And it tastes good?
Delicious.
That's very
delicious. They have different flavors of syrup. It's natural cinnamon, what? Natural vanilla bean syrup, natural original syrup. They have different pancakes.
Real talk.
Buttermilk, chocolate chip, honey butter. They even got vegan options. So if you're vegan out there, you're not trying to, introduce milk, eggs. You got vegan options.
Yo, real talk. How you telling about this now, bro? How you telling us about this now, bro?
I apologize. Do you share what you got?
I was saving it
in the back pocket.
Wait. You can tell me in the cut.
Now you know.
Darius, you had it?
Yeah, for real.
You had it?
I've had it. I got it in the house right now.
Which one? Oh, which kind?
I've had the vegan. I have the buttermilk, and I had the honey butter. All delicious. And really? Then the syrup, I had the natural cinnamon and the vanilla bean, which I've enjoyed both of them. And the fact that it's all natural, I enjoy it even more. And it doesn't taste all natural. You know, you hear all natural, you think, okay, it's not going to taste as good as, you know, Aunt Jemima, because Aunt Jemima has all those extra additives. No offense to Aunt Jemima. We love her. But it has some extra stuff in there you don't need. Do we?
I've tried different.
My arteries don't love it.
Exactly. Your arteries will love blanket, pancakes, and syrup. Big sure. Shout out right. to them. They've been doing this since 2012. They have bundles. You can get, you know, pick three items and save, pick four items and save. Wow. You can just buy a singular. It's totally up to you. Check them out. They also have recipes. They do deliver. I've been ordering them online. They deliver straight to my
house. I'm doing that. Nice. I'm doing a first-hand Instagram review.
Oh,
do it.
Do it, man.
I love pancakes. I'm
definitely getting down.
I asked you why. And the fact that I found these makes me enjoy them even more.
You can even make waffles. Man.
You can make the mix. You have a waffle iron.
Yeah, I got a waffle iron.
Come out. This is good, man. I'm out of pancakes. Lord. I like waffles.
I make it with bacon right in the middle. I make it all in one. Bacon pancakes, baby.
Bet you did.
They got that on the website. They got an overnight cinnamon baked French toast with bacon infused into the
Come on, big bro. You done messed up, bro. You didn't tell me about this before.
I apologize.
Oh, my gosh. I apologize. Y'all heard it, people. Blanket, pancake, and syrup. Yes, it's going to be on our Instagram.
It will be there. Check them out. They're great.
For sure. Check them out. I'm definitely going to. I hope you all enjoyed the episode today. Thank you so much for listening. Follow us Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, @ A Steady Pour. We love y'all, and we will catch y'all next time.
We love you. Peace, and much love to each and every single one of y'all.
Oh, my gosh.
Ladies.